back right now, you're listening to Chris Borges vs. The Beast Podcast, Zaps number 133, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, working on my eBay store and making my first ever official chrisborges.com website. And without further ado, here's my love.
Zaps 133. How's everybody doing? Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, Zaps 133. This is your host, Chris Borges vs. The Beast Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in today, friends, family, subscribers, new followers, new everyone, new guests. Thank you all for tuning in. It's 12 o'clock sharp here in the afternoon, about hitting 1 p.m. actually. Saturday, December 11, 2021. How the heck is everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing lovely as always. All my beautiful friends and peoples of all around the world, of all races, ages, and colors, welcome. This is your host, Chris Borges of Zap, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Yes, today is absolutely amazing. Have a lot of stuff going on. That was my new voice generator lady. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I think it's absolutely hilarious. But anyway, just as the topic says for today, Zap for Zaps 133, working on my eBay store and making my first ever official chrisborges.com website. Super stoked on that. The eBay store thing, I'm not to be completely 100% honest with you guys, I'm not super stoked on it because it's just a ton of work that I honestly don't want to do, but it's going to take a few days, maybe even a week to finish it correctly, and I'm going to have to do it. That's all I'm going to be doing pretty much for the next few, like probably the next three, four, who knows, a day, two, three, four, five, six, maybe a week, however long it takes to get it done. So I'm doing that, and I have to chip it away one thing at a time until it all gets taken care of. And, you know, I'm ready for it now, because I went really high up in EAB before, but I just made a few mistakes, just with, payments and stuff like that. And so they marked me down, like completely, like shut my store down, and then I got it back up, and now I'm doing really good. So now this round, I learned from my mistakes. So this round, I'm really, really, really strong and really understand. Got a really good understanding of knowing how to list my products, what products to list, how much they go for, how much they probably will go for, how much they'll sell for, the whole thing, you know, how much you get stuff. So I'm coming back into it very much with a lot more experience and knowledge behind my belt, so I can handle it. Each situation correctly. And that's a huge, huge project in itself, and I'm going to be taking care of that for sure, so I got to get on that. So next up is the website. Well, besides that, before I go on that, I think, yeah, for my eBay store, but today I sold like a... what did I sell? Let me look real quick. I sold a, it's like a little guitar effects pedal board power supply. I think I literally bought it for like 50 cents, like, on an online website, and like, it sold for $27.50. So I made about $27 and, $27 even profit. So a good 25 bucks after fees and all that. So out of 50 cents to 25, I'll do that all day. It's not a problem. Actually, no. It actually sold for $31.65. So I made $31 profit. Yeah, and after fees and everything, that makes sense. Yeah, so about $25. No, I was correct. So about $25 even. Pure profit. And I can't wait to buy a whole bunch more of those products, because I love turning 50 cents into $25 every single time. If I can do that every day, that'd be great. And I sold a whole bunch. I sold like I sold a beanie for like, I think, what was it? I sold the beanie for like $17.50, $18. I think I got that for like a quarter, even for free. I got it off this huge lot that I already made my money back on it. So super stoked on that. Made $18.50 actually. So $18.50. So I have like peanuts in it. So I pretty much $18 clear profit. So I'm really stoked on that as well too. And a bunch more stuff, but that's all right. We'll get back into that stuff later. So, PS, like a PS note on that. I'm just really, really stoked this month, because a lot of stuff that I just hated having around, I just didn't like them having the products around in my room, because It just took up space, and like it never would sell on eBay. Like some of them, you know, some of my items that I sold recently, like has been on my shelf for years. So I'm just, all I wanted to say is just I'm just super, super happy that it's gone. And I cannot believe the money that it brought in, each one. You know, it's just absolutely insane how much money they bring in. Because I literally bought each thing I got, I usually buy for like peanuts, you know, like $5, $10, if that. Usually like a quarter, 50 cents, a couple bucks, something like that. And man, I tell you, I made some really, really big sales. So, I mean, just really excited about that happened. And I made a few mistakes too, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't make them. I made two big mistakes actually. I actually did a sale on my eBay, and just so happened, I chose the wrong products and put a huge, huge, you know, slash mark on it, like 30%, 50%, whatever it was. And I ended up messing up on a few items actually. I had to cancel one altogether because it wasn't correct. The price just wasn't right for me to send it out, and it was that, you know, and I marked it off like half off, and you know, usually goes for $60, and the guy wanted it for like $30, or bought it for $30, so I had to cancel that one, cancel that order, as well as a jigsaw puzzle that I bought. I told you guys, I think in the other podcast, I bought like 30 of them for like $5 off this lady that lives a couple blocks away, and guess what? Yeah, the shipping was $13, and you know, she paid only $15.50 for it. So how much does that leave me with? Like literally only made about $2 on that transaction. You know, the thing is, I bought the whole entire lot of 30 puzzles for $5 only, and I made $2. But usually, I would like to quadruple, like way more than that. You know what I mean? So $2 wasn't cutting it. So now what I did was I went back and edited it. And all my puzzles now have $9.95 shipping plus whatever it is, $15 on it, $20, $25, $30, $35, $40 on it, whatever have you. So, as well as a capo. You know, these are mess ups that I made. This isn't good stuff to happen. It's actually bad financially that happened. I actually sold a Kaiser capo. That was it's normally worth $25 to $30, brand new. At the store, and guess what? I put my sale on half off, and I accidentally did that one on all my items. And guess what? Somebody bought it, and I had to send it out. So they bought it for $15. And then I had to run to the store because I forgot. I actually lost my that exact capo that I was gonna sell. I actually lost that with my ukulele on a bus ride a few months back. So I didn't even have the item. So I ended up losing 10 or $15 in that transaction, you know, on no one's fault but my own. So what I'm trying to say is, it's not always, you know, rainbows and sunshines, you know. It's not always rainbows and sunshine, you know. It's not always me making money. I make mistakes all the time, but what I do is, I don't get angry at the fact that I made the mistake. I just look at the mistake as a learning lesson. Okay? So once I make the mistake, I don't make it again. So I ended up so I'll put more Kaiser I'll put more capos up in the future, but the thing is, I'll make sure this time to not put it for $15. I'll make sure I'll put it for like, you know, $10 shipping, $5 shipping, whatever have you, and like whatever, 25, 30, 35, $40, whatever the price range is for the actual items. And correct that mistake, you know, for the puzzles as well too. So it's not always I make money. I actually lose money sometimes too. Very less often now that I'm older and way more experienced at buying and selling. Like, it's very, very rare that it happens. You know, it's usually a big mistake that I made that I just wasn't aware of, you know. But even if it's just a regular mistake and all that kind of stuff, I don't let that go unaccounted for. I remember, I you know, the mistakes is at the top of my priority, because those are actual leaks in my boat hull, in my business boat, if you guys understand, in my ship. You know, those are holes, those are leaks. So those are the main priorities, things to fix. So, because if you have a ship, you know, especially a business, like this is just like, you know, parentheses or just like you know, just a pun on words. But you know, if your business was like a ship and it's floating in the sea, if there's holes in it, it's gonna sink eventually. So that's what I do, is I clog those holes up, I fix those problems to make sure that doesn't happen again. So, you know, and the older I get, the more experience I get with buying and selling and business in general, and doing, you know, doing all my online entertainment and sales and things like that, I learn from all these mistakes. I learn from talking to all these people. I learn from focusing, honing in on my crafts and all that kind of stuff. So because, you know, if I was to actually chart my financial, like, you know, mess ups and mistakes and all that kind of stuff, it'd probably be like, now these days, like 5% out of a 100% chart. So 95% of the time I'm making a ton of money, actually. And just, there's just that 1%, 5%, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10% of the time that I make a really big mistake where I'm losing money. So I'm actually making way more money than I'm actually losing money. Those are just like one-off mistakes that I make, you know, along the way. And of course, before you make $1 million, you're going to make a million mistakes. So, you know, I enjoy the mistakes because it's a great learning lesson. Moving on now, my website, you know, and I'm really excited to say this, you guys, because I'm not, you know, it may seem like I'm very tech savvy, but I'm actually the least tech savvy person you'll ever meet in your life, actually, probably. You know, just like actually factually, like, realistically, I don't know the word, like truthfully, the best I could describe it is I'm not very tech savvy. I'm not very super, super, like, you know, indoctrinated and you know, super into tech to the point where, like, I know every single little gadget. I know every single little, like, you know, CPU and laptop out there and cell phone. I'm not at that point yet, but I do plan on being eventually, because it's part of my business as a seller, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, as an inventor, creator, and all that kind of stuff, and doing all my business and all that kind of stuff. It's part of my job. I need to know about all these things, you know, because all of it is just money to me. Like, it's just, it's a dollar sign, literally. But the thing is, you know, I'm not really, you know, it may seem like it, but I really am just I'm not even at the tip of the iceberg yet with all this tech and stuff. I learn new stuff. See, the thing is, I think I'll always be a forever student because I'm just not quick enough to hone in on all this information. But the thing is, I do my best that I can, and usually I come up on top. I can say that much. But the thing is, you know, yeah, and that's basically the main reason why I'm so excited for my very first ever chrisborges.com website. It's just gonna be my own website. I'm probably gonna pay like $100-$200 after it's all said and done with like fees and all that kind of stuff, and have a guy or two or one of my friends to help me like set it up like really sick and perfect and nice and looks really professional, because I'm trying to post myself up as a very professional business entity. Entertainer, podcaster, musician, filmmaker, actor, video game creator, seller, wave photographer. You know, I sell G clay prints and all that. I'm an author, professional author. I've produced three novels already, and I have a fourth one on the way, as well as five more novels in the future in the works with no ghostwriters. This is all me fleshing it on paper myself. I'm a very hands-on guy. I don't have much time, but I do it anyway, just because I'm that much. Because I feel like I don't deserve to own a book by some ghostwriter who I paid to just, you know, write whatever they wanted. I feel like it doesn't come from my heart, my spirit, and from my hard work, determination, and my creative mind. That's why I don't allow myself to, you know, plagiarize or fake a book that I wrote for the sake of making, you know, myself look cool. Like I have, like, you know, 100 books available or 1,000 books available, like Stephen King, and like people will be more interested. I'm not that guy. All my work is completely from my hard work and my determination. And that's the only way I feel like I deserve, you know, any sale that I make off my books. And that's why I'm super proud of my first three books, Bay Eyes, The Damned, and The Haunting. And I can honestly say to you guys right now, and just say, I believe those are really awesome stories from my imagination, and I think it's worth a read. If you guys enjoy reading. I'll say this right now. I know for a fact most... just in general, for the entirety of Earth, all humans, most folks don't enjoy reading. That's just the obvious thing. You know what I mean? Most people don't enjoy. The majority of everybody, if you're to, you know, have everybody raise their hand in a classroom or on Earth, everyone would say, I would probably rather watch a movie or an animation film cartoon rather than read a book. Okay? So what I'm doing is I'm writing these books, but at the same time, those are just the foundations for the actual films that I'm producing. Because I have a film that's coming out. Float of the Skyfaller is actually already, it's already been filmed, most of it. I still have to do a couple more film shoots, and I'm making the editing for the movie. It's going to be a short film YouTube movie. It's going to be for YouTube. It's going to have its own, my books and my films and all that kind of stuff, and the animations and the video games are going to have its own YouTube channel. It's all coming up very soon. I have Zaps, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival for you guys here now. That's my main central hub, my podcast station. But I also am a musician as well, too. I have my band, my music project, Nalu. I have also, like, you know, five other music projects that I'm currently working on. So there's just a ton of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but the thing is, overall, what I'm trying to say is, you know, the books are just the foundation, and I have 9 of them coming out, but each single one has, like, you know, Hawaiian Haunting, the third novel I've ever written, has a video game, an actual prequel, you know, to the actual storyline, if you read actually the book. So they're making a video game for that. It's gonna be like a surfing survival video game, a prequel into Pono's life before he passed away, in the actual book, the story. I'm actually making a short film animation for Some Things Were Sacred. It's about, like, vampire lover boys that fall in love, and, like, this fictional story I have that I've written. It's from all of these books that I write come straight from my imagination that I had in a dream, or that I just worked on really hard late nights and stuff like that. Yeah, so this short, the video game is going to be a video game, and the short film animation for Some Things Were Sacred is going to be like a 30-minute short film cartoon animation. So I'm an animator, a painter, portrait artist, whatever have you, like abstract artist, all that kind of stuff. I have over 2,000 paintings, original artwork and paintings that I have stored at my folks' house. I'm actually just about to start on a whole new batch, a whole new collection of wave scenery paintings, because I'm mostly a wave scenery artist, so I mostly do wave scenery paintings, sunset paintings, abstract art, and all that kind of cool stuff too. I also do face paintings, all that kind of stuff too. I do live paintings for $75 or on via webcam for a bit more, $100 and up usually, depending on if it's a single couple or entire family with the pets and all that kind of stuff. I do charge a lot more for more heads in the frame. So yeah, and if you'd like to contact me about any of these things that I do and all these services, if you're interested in learning about anything that I know about, you're more than welcome to email me directly via my email, which is all lowercase. There's no caps. It's all lowercase. It's iamborges87@gmail.com. That's iamborges87 @gmail.com. And that's my actual real-life email. And it's just to anyone who wants to contact their direct... contact me directly if they don't already have my links to my Facebook, my YouTube, my Twitch, all my social media accounts and all that kind of stuff. For any questions that you may have concerning, like, you know, making a video game, or like how do you make a podcast, how do you make your own website, you know, what's the best deals and this and that, how do you do selling, any kind of that kind of stuff, I do charge a service fee. If you're trying to go super in detail with me and trying to make me do stuff, I will charge a fee for sure. Just be prepared for that. I do accept PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, and a plethora of other services as well. But anyway, with all that being said, I'm just very excited. With all that out of the way, actually, rather, I'm just very excited to have my very first own official central hub, chrisborges.com website. This is not something new for me, if I must say. Over the years, since I was young, well, my brothers and stuff, they were like super, super, like, high tech professional, like, computer guys. Like, that's like, they're basically nerds. Like, that's all they do. You know, they wouldn't go outside very much. One of my brothers and stuff, and my brother Jay, and you know, he would he's just super good at computer, you know. So I know about computers very much so, like, you know, but I just, you know, and I've done my own website in the past, but the thing is, I'm going into this now with a very, very solid head in it, with a lot of experience, a lot of, you know, life experience, a lot of, like, learned and studied tech experience. All this kind of stuff is going into this new business that I'm creating, and it's a conglomerate. It's a huge business that I'm making, actually. Like, with the web of everything that I do, if you listen to me over the past 5 or 10, 15 minutes, you can start to slowly see how big of a business, of a workshop this is. There's a ton of stuff going on. There's books, there's films, there's DVDs, there's music, merch. There's my website going on. There's the eBay store and the Amazon store and the online local reselling, from Facebook Marketplace to Craigslist to OfferUp, Mercury, all that kind of stuff. Letgo. You know, so my business encompasses a ton of stuff. It's not just that. It's like the G Clay Prints too. It's the one second. I also do curbside auto mechanic fixing. Curbside auto mechanic repairing, all that kind of stuff. So, and I also do like real estate investing. I do stocks investing, day trading, crypto, all that kind of stuff too. I do like you know, not fully, like, obviously the real estate and the stocks, obviously, like, it's not full-fledged. It's, I'm getting into it, learning about it, but definitely on my radar. The mechanics, not yet fully, but I'm getting into it. I'm learning a whole bunch of stuff and gonna start doing a bunch of, like, very basic repairs and stuff. So those things, not so much, but the very first things I said, a lot into it. Like the music, all that kind of stuff, the selling, the photography, the movie making, the acting, so all that stuff, the repairing, the gadgets and electronics repairing. I also make phone apps as well too, video game phone apps, regular phone apps, all that kind of stuff too. Like, not so much as just like the auto mechanic things, but I'm getting into it. So I have a lot of stuff under my radar that I'm not professional at yet, but it's like a 50-50 kind of a thing, but it's all will eventually be me being professional at all of them. As well as I sell my own creations, custom LED candles, custom LED floater candles, fishboat clamp claws with remotes, clay flower hairpins, custom knives, bodyboarding decks, custom jewelry, custom watches, yarn animals, coconut leaves, fish hats, small color pebble pyramids. That's just a small little taste of my business in total, of everything that I was just talking about. I still need to build a huge graph to fully understand my entire central hub and the entirety of my business that it goes into, because there's just a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, like, if you guys can tell, I was stumbling very badly just trying to explain to you everything that I do. But basically, in a nutshell, that's what I do, as well as being a podcast host for this podcast. So a ton of stuff going on, you guys. My business is, you know, and it's all not singled out. It's all not separate. All of it in its entirety makes up my business in its entirety. So it's like this big web of things that I do. And my central hub is my .com, chrisborges.com website, and my Zaps podcast, the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, which is the main hub to find me every single day, daily. I do this daily. I'll be the .com website is just a central hub to basically just have, you know, give a short summary of my bio and have all the links to all my social media accounts, all my seller accounts, all that stuff, so you guys can buy products, buy the movies, the products, the pictures, the video games, the music CD albums, the G Clay prints, all my creations and inventions that I put out for you guys and sell, and all my brands and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very huge, large corporation that I'm trying to build for myself. The thing is, it's not so easy to do it when you're in my position. Well, meaning I don't own, you know, $100 billion in the bank. Let's just put it that way. You know, finances are a little tight to make it happen. But the thing is, I can actually make it happen. How? The only way I can tell you how is because I just make money through, like, online and stuff like that, and I make money at, I actually work a full-time job. The reason why in its totality is because I'm just a hard worker, and I have a lot of stuff going on, and I work, because the thing is, I work every single day. That's how I get the money for it. I don't own I don't own $1 million right now, but let's just say I have enough money to make all this stuff come to fruition, and it's happening slowly right now, you know. And I can really feel all the energy and all that kind of stuff, and all the people trying to offer me all the sponsorships and stuff trying to get with me right now. They're calling me, they're emailing me. Bands are trying to get me into their band. My buddies who make movies and stuff are trying to get me into some of their big budget Hollywood film movies and all that kind of stuff to be like a extra or be like a side character and stuff, maybe even a main character in a few of them. As well as do my own film directing. I know film directors, actors, professional musicians, pro musicians, super famous actors actually, super famous musicians, super famous film directors, and the like, super knowledgeable, super smart computer tech guys and auto mechanic guys. I got a lot of good buddies, a lot of good family, a lot of good friends and stuff that helped me with all of this stuff, you know, with all the information that's needed, with all the help that's needed to build something like this. It's almost as if I am building, actually, because the main goal is to make myself and my business a super business, meaning that I'll be famous in acting, a famous actor, famous musician, famous director, famous photographer, painter. Like it's called a super super, like I would consider myself like a super business, you know. I don't just do one or two things like most people do. I do about 10 or 20 things, because the main reason why I'm trying to build this into such a huge corporation, a huge conglomeration, is obviously one, to make money. Obviously, we all know that everybody needs money. Of course, I'm doing it for the money, but for the main reason is I'm trying to build the next Google. I'm trying to build the next Amazon. Literally, I'm trying to outsource them, out market each one. Meaning I'm trying to build a hub, a complete Chris Borges, a Borges hub, if you may, you know, that's better than what's going on right now with eBay, with Google, with all that kind of stuff. Maybe not Google. Google's kind of nuts. I don't want to say that I want to make the next Google, but I do want to make the next selling platform. Let's just put it that way. I want to make the next type of selling platform. Or if I can't even do that, at least become a very, very big entertainment thing, where you know, I may have some really cool things going on, video games, really, really rare tech items, and like really, really rare expensive things that I have in my shops and all that kind of stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. An invention, like a shop totally dedicated just to my inventions and creations alone, because I have over 20 unpatented creations that I've already made that I haven't made public. I've told you guys about two of them, two or three of them that are kind of secret. I don't want to tell anybody about, but I told you guys about them. But I do have about 17, like 20 or 30 more inventions that I've already created that I don't want to share, because it's so good. My inventions are so good that if I don't patent them correctly and do all the legalities and stuff like that before I post up the products and all that kind of stuff, I honestly, truly believe all the big conglomerations and all the big businesses are gonna steal my designs, and they're gonna sell it before me. And they're going to patent it themselves, and then get lawyers and all this kind of stuff, and all these kind of like rules and regulations and stuff to like say it's theirs. So I'm not letting that happen right off the bat. All my products that I've created, all my inventions that I have in my notebook and all that kind of stuff, are going to be completely legalized and mass produced and ready for sale. So nobody else can copy me, and nobody else can claim my designs and my inventions, because you'd be surprised at what I've invented so far that nobody has ever done yet. And I've done that ever since I was a little kid. I've been inventing things ever since I was a little kid. I was making ballerina chimes out of watches. You know, I was making all this kind of really cool, like, technical, very, very difficult stuff. You know, I was making very intricate song work before I even hit like 10 years old. I made like, to me, masterpieces, like songs I can listen to over and over. Like there's, I just have all this stuff going on, you know, that my brain doesn't shut off. It never stops. While everybody wants to sit home and play video games and like eat chips and like, do nothing, my brain is always firing with ideas and stuff. And the thing is, I actually know how to make it into reality. That's why I'm super, super successful at my eBay shop and my music, my music career and my art career and all that kind of stuff. Because the thing is, I really know what it takes to make stuff happen in reality, to make stuff happen. Okay. And there's only one solution for it. It's just hard work and nonstop every single day, all day. Okay, that's why I'm doing this podcast daily, because I know eventually once you have enough videos and people start catching on to it and the algorithm goes up, all of a sudden everybody's going to start subscribing and liking your channel, and then wait 5 or 10 years, all of a sudden you have 1 million subscribers and you're going to make $1 million. It's that simple. I've already went from 10 cents just on my Anchor alone. I've already went from like having 8 or 10 cents per view to making like $1 per view. Or whatever, or like $1 total, or whatever have you, that I've made so far in total. But the thing is, it's a major jump, you know, from like 10, like a nickel to like a $1.10, just for speaking into a microphone, you know. And there's I only have literally a dedicated audience of maybe like my mom and like a friend or two that listen to my stuff on my Facebook, like when I share it to my Facebook, or like just whoever listens to me on Anchor in general. Because I look at the views and all that kind of stuff, the view rating, and there's a lot of my stuff has a lot of views. Like, people are, like, listening. So the thing is, you know, if I started to get, like Joe Rogan famous, so where, like, I was doing podcasts every single day, interviewing very interesting folks, talking about super interesting topics, and people actually like me being as a podcast host. Well, if I owned the podcast and didn't go through any kind of other business conglomeration, corporation, or sponsorship, all the money would be coming to me because it'd be all my hard work and dedication. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do it completely independent. Every single aspect of my business is absolutely 100% independent. Now, the thing is, you know, once I have all this stuff going on and it starts kicking off like wildfire, like hotcakes, and all of a sudden, boom, I got like whatever, 1 million followers, 10 million followers. Do you guys know how much money that is, literally? I don't think you guys really understand the scope of what I'm talking about. Like, literally, just for talking about stuff that you want to talk about, If everybody likes your stuff, like on Earth, and a lot of people tune in, at least a couple million, congratulations, you've just become a millionaire overnight. No, not overnight. I mean, I'm sure it's like years of training, experience, and hard work to get you to that point, obviously, and stuff, and super hard work, like making the podcast in general. What I'm saying is, if you can actually make that happen, to where like you're actually making a successful podcast or a successful business or whatever have you, like making you're a filmmaker and you've made like 12 movies or 24 or 36 movies, and you have DVDs for sale and all that kind of stuff. If 1 million, 5 million, 10 million, 20 billion, 30, 40 million people like your stuff and they buy it, congratulations, you just become a millionaire for sure. If you know how to market yourself correctly, you know how to sell stuff correctly, for sure. Without a doubt. See, and that is the main reason why I'm doing this podcast. Because I know if I reach that 1 million mark of people that constantly tune into my stuff on YouTube, on Anchor, on Twitch, on all my social media accounts and all that kind of stuff. Oh my God. Oh my God. It would be unreal. You know, and the thing is, it's so far away and it's such a figment of my imagination, such a dream. But the thing is, I know it's not. I see it at the very edge of the horizon, like, you know, and I know it's real and I know it's possible. It just takes daily hard work and consistency to make it happen. The thing is, for one, you know, if we're talking about just the podcast in general, like this podcast, Zap Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, for one, I know right off the bat is nobody's going to listen to your stuff if you have stupid stuff, stupid, mundane, boring, like, you know, stuff to talk about. You know what I mean? You need to have super interesting topics. You need to have super interesting people on top of your thing. Or if not, at least you're extremely funny or super intelligent and you know how to, like, you know, talk your way out of a gunfight, you know, or just like whatever, or just you just know how to entertain everybody by yourself. I know how to do that, but I know it's just way more interesting when there's another guest on top, like interacting with you, obviously about like, and he's professional at like a certain topic, whatever you guys are talking about. So, you know, obviously, of course, that's coming, like, you know, having more guys on the podcast, whoever. On my podcast, I like talk about certain topics and all that kind of stuff, and ask them questions about this and that they're professional at, obviously. But, you know, for the most part, this is just the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, me. You know, and I'll be doing like movie reviews, music reviews, talking about what I like, what I want to talk about, what's been going on in my life. Obviously, it's Zap, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival, Chris Borges versus the Beast podcast. But the thing is, you know, I want to have people on top. That's all I'm saying, is I want to have people on top of the podcast. For sure, I just, you know, let's just say that, you know, my dad wasn't a podcaster. You know, I'll put it that way. My dad wasn't a podcast host, you know. You know, I only learned from watching the Joe Rogan podcast and from whatever other whatever podcast I happened to trickle along my scouting range. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, so it's, you know, I've only learned so much, and the thing is, you know, the only way to tackle this stuff that you don't know about, the unknown, is just to do it, one step at a time, you know, and that's for me to, like, pace, so the next step, obviously, eventually, is for me to pay, because I'm not just going on YouTube, I'm actually recording for YouTube, Twitch, Anchor, and all my social media accounts and stuff like that I shared and posted on there. You know what I mean? For everybody to see all my stuff, my podcast and all that kind of stuff. So all this stuff, you know, it's all new terrain for me. You know what I mean? Going into all these topics, different topics, going to all this interesting stuff and speaking in general. I'm actually a horrible speaker. But the thing is, excuse me, I got a drink for a second. But the thing is, I like to speak about topics and interesting things that I enjoy. I don't like to talk about mundane, boring stuff. So, I just got to find those topics. You know what I mean? Tech, ocean stuff, wave surfing. I enjoy all that kind of stuff. I enjoy self-improvement, good quotes, history, music, movies. Oh, I enjoy many a thing. Okay, and the thing, I enjoy business, talking about business and selling and all that kind of stuff. So, obviously, there's a never-ending list of things that we can talk about. You know, that'd be pretty cool to talk about, you know. The hard part is actually paying somebody for their hour of their time to come into my room or whatever, my podcast studio or my recording studio or wherever I happen to be at, and have them sit down with me, and then the next problem after that is I have to form a list of questions that pertain to the topic. So it's crazy, you know. There's so much things that at play that no one really thinks about before they actually do a podcast. You know what I mean? So the thing is, with me is, you know, I don't care though. I don't care the way that I handle every situation and every business that I tackle is the first thing I say is I don't care. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what the obstacle is. I'm gonna make sure I get that done. And I'm gonna tackle it and defeat it and make it happen. Whatever the problem that occurs, because obviously when you go into a new business or any kind of other business you're not very good at, you're gonna make mistakes. You're not gonna know what you're doing. You're gonna do this and that wrong. You do everything wrong, and then you're gonna learn from it. That's the only way. I just jump it. That's how I became a podcaster. That's how I became a musician, a live paid musician. That's how I became a performing actor in movies and stuff like that. In my own independent film movies that actually film direct myself. The reason why I know how to do all this stuff is I'm not afraid to go into it blindly and make all the mistakes. That's why. I'm not afraid to tackle all these things. That's why I have such a large, wide range of skills that I have available as an entertainer. Because that's what, at the foundation, that's what I am. Is I'm an active service worker. I work in service at a food joint, and that's my main bread and butter. You know, pay the bills, get some grub. You know, type of food. You know, put some gas in the car, pay a couple of debts and bills and whatever have you. But all these other avenues that I've learned from myself is because it stems from hard work. It stems from me. When I come home, I don't relax and hang out. When I come home, I'm working. I'm studying all the time. Watching TV. You know, when I'm watching TV, I'm not just blankly just looking at it and letting everything slip out of my ear. I'm learning. I'm actively learning all the time. You know what I mean? Like. And that's what I do is I pay attention. I pay attention and I utilize the information that's given to me and I contort it and manipulate it and twist it into a way that it benefits my life. Okay, so all this information and all this, you know, memory usage that I have in my mind is because, you know, there's a lot of things to know. There's a ton of things to know in life. There's a lot of stuff to know. Okay. And for me to be able to just, you know, snap my finger like a genie and just have that information available and ready without Google, without a computer, I think I think it's a gift from God. You know, I truly believe that. It's just a gift that I have. I don't know how I know how to do all this stuff. It's just, I just do because I focus and I pay attention. It's how I have my car, how I've bought houses, how I've had dream jobs come to me. It's because my brain gets bored too easily. It gets easily bored. You know, with anyone around, with any type of job I'm doing, I get very easily bored. So I constantly need stimulus. That's just the way my mind works. And that's how I have all this stuff. That's how I've obtained all this stuff. Because we all know how easy in life it is to lose everything. You know what I mean? A few big mistakes and you're in the gutter. We all know that, for sure. You know what I mean? You don't go to work a few times, you're out. You know, you make a few bad financial decisions, you're probably selling all your stuff to the pawn shop or to the online thief that's waiting for you to get desperate and sell all your stuff for peanuts to him. You know what I mean? So, you know, we live in that type of a world. You know, let's not get anything twisted here. Like, we definitely live in that kind of a scavenger mindset kind of a world where it's just, you know, dog eat dog, every man for themselves, and nobody cares about anything but themselves. I mean, obviously, we live in that type of world if you just look around, right? So, what I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to build a ship, you know, I'm trying to build a ship that withstands all of the atrocities and all of the wrongs in this world, okay? And what does that mean is, I'm building a money ship. Yes, I'm building a multi-million dollar business that's going to get rid of all the problems around me, okay? And it's not only going to do that, it's not going to only solve my problems, and it's not going to only prevent me from... from the evils of this world and tyranny that's going on, you know, with the wolves in sheep's clothing waiting for me to get desperate and sell all my stuff online to them for peanuts, or the pawn shop, or wherever have you, or whatever business or whatever person is waiting in the bushes for me to mess up, so I have to sell all my stuff for peanuts to them. All my good things, actually. Let's put it that way. Let's be honest. Let's just say my expensive things, rather, you know. So, you know, obviously we live in a money world, all right? This is definitely a spiritual war, a physical and spiritual war. It's an everything war. It's a mind war. It's a human war. It's the great money war. Let's not lie here. Okay, it's not only country versus country. It's not only nation versus nation. it's person versus person. And it's very underground, and it's very not said, and it's very quiet. Why do you think when you go outside into the real world, how quiet it is? Okay? I'm the whistleblower. I'm the guy that's going to tell you the truth about everything. I'm the guy that's going to shed light upon the darkness that is completely engulfed this world since the beginning of time, since humans were around. Okay? I always say this. If you look in the Bible, what does it say right off the bat? The world is ruled by darkness and really evil principalities. The rulers of evil principalities. Not good. Not good. Very bad. Evil. Demonic. Lucifer. Satan itself rules this world. Okay? And what I am called to do is to shed light. I am to shed light and to stop all that darkness and to shed and to shine light into the world instead of the darkness. Okay? So the thing is, what does my foundation stand for? Truth, justice, doing the right thing always, doing the correct thing always, and I see it, you know, even to the very small stuff. I'm getting to the point where I'm older now, and I'm starting to see all the bullshit around me, you know, and eventually I'm gonna start calling it out, you know, even the small, minuscule stuff, you know, and it's okay. It's okay to do that, you know, sometimes, you know, because you have to shed light into the darkness, you know. When somebody's doing wrong, you need to tell them, you know. And I'm going to start doing it, one person at a time. All around, you know. And it's not to that extent what I'm saying is, but it's whatever, you know. Let's just say it's that. Let's just end it at that. I'm going to start calling stuff out, you know what I mean? Because it needs to be sometimes, but whatever. Zaps and my business and all that kind of stuff, you know. With all that aside, with the money, with all the, you know, with all the business and the, you know, the money and the businesses and all that kind of stuff happening, you know, it's always a great time. I always enjoy learning about all this stuff. I mean, it's so unfathomable. The only word I can describe is it's unfathomable. I don't know how to say the word. It's unfathomable. Unfathomable. You know what I mean? You guys know that word. Unfathomable. It's like unbelievably crazy. Like how much things that I learn. You know, it's so unbelievably insane. You know what I mean? Like beyond everything that I know and understand. You know, because the thing is, you would think when you get a certain age, like in your 30s, like when you hit like 30 something and all that kind of stuff, your 40s, 50s, 60s, I'm assuming, you would think that you would know a lot of things about life. And the craziest thing about life is, like, literally, like, I'm not even joking with you guys, I learn new amazing things every single day. Whether it's in my business, in my selling, or in learning just the computer in general, learning new tricks and this and that, how to do this and that, gadgetries and electronics and wiring and like new tools and that. Dude, I'm telling you guys, I learn like more than I can handle every single day. It's insane. It's insane. I learn all this stuff. And it's crazy because my mind, it immediately, like my mind, like I'm telling you, I'll tell you how crazy this is. Because as soon as I start learning about all these tools, for example, I started learning about all these tools and stuff, like these electrical wiring tools and how to detect like dead wires and dead charger, like, you know, dead wire parts and all that kind of stuff. And you have all these electrical tools for it. The first thing I was thinking is, like, the very first thought that came to my head when I learned about all these new tools and all these battery chargers and all these battery, it's called like a battery,
literally like a battery tester. Like, you literally, like, put your battery, whether it's your small little circle C or your AAA or AA or your big 9-volt or whatever have you, you put it inside the tester, and it shows you if it's bad or good, if it's fully charged or if it's not, or if it's fully dead or if it's in the middle, somewhere in between, all that kind of stuff, and a whole bunch of information that lights up, you know, in its LCD screen. And the first thing I thought in my head was, oh, my God, you know, I can already think of, like a couple of businesses right off the bat that I make a whole bunch of money. You know, just like scraping up old batteries and that kind of stuff from this person and that person that you know, who, I mean, everybody throws away their batteries when it's dead, you know. But if you have the electronical tools to recharge them when they're dead, if you know how to, because I just found out how to recharge absolutely dead batteries. Like, so say if, like, for example, your TV screen, like your actual TV, your television remote control, okay, goes out and the batteries are dead. I just learned how to, in fact, recharge them completely, that so that they're fully charged again and not dead. And my first thought was, oh my God, I'm going to make a ton of money off of selling used batteries. Like, probably $1 million or plus, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, and that's when I, you know, and then I go down deeper into the rabbit hole, and I'm seeing all these guys who actually built rocket ships, built, like, NASA, like all this kind of stuff, like, super, super high-tech stuff, and you know, I'm a tricky little squirrel. I'll put it to you that way. Like, I focus. I hone in on this stuff. Like, I don't just let it just pass through my head. Like, I'm a business guy first and foremost. I'm, like, I'm thinking about the money first thing. As soon as I'm seeing them do all this and explaining all this super high-tech stuff, I'm just like, the first thing I think in my head, oh my God, this guy knows how to make $1 million and he just doesn't know how to do business correctly. He doesn't know how to operate himself correctly to actually make that into an actual business, because he's probably busy, like, you know, building, like, rocket ships for NASA or some space company or something like that. You know what I mean? So the thing is, me, first and foremost, my mind goes straight into business mode, like, with anything that I learn. You know what I mean? So I'm going into all this high-tech gadgetry, how to fix laptops, how to fix cell phones, how to fix battery laptops, how to fix battery cell phones, how to fix, you know, motherboards and RAMs and memory sticks and graphics cards and this and that, you know, and alternators and motors and engines and all the expensive stuff. I'm starting to learn how to do all this stuff. So the thing is, you know, no one takes you seriously until you own, like, a small house or a mansion and, like, you got all this crazy, until you got, like, physical shops. No one believes you. No, everyone thinks you're nuts and you don't know what you're talking about until you drive up to work or, you know, until you drive up to your work in a McLaren or they see you walk into your mansion. They're like, oh my God, this guy's so rich now. It's not about because the toys and all that kind of stuff is useless if you don't know how to get all that. So obviously nobody takes me seriously because everybody thinks I'm broke. The thing is, that's part of my business, actually, is to look like I'm broke. Because, you know, for one, okay, so think about this psychology for a second, okay? So if I was to go, let's say if I was, like, homeless, right? People would be more inclined to give me things if they know I don't have anything, you know? They'd be more empathetic. And that's how I go into business, is I go into it with a very humble attitude. You know, I don't dress like I'm some flashy millionaire with all that kind of, you know, driving a Ferrari, going into my mansion in Beverly Hills or something like that. You know, I never will. I'm not that guy, that's why. I'm not, you know, I just never was that guy. You know, I just really don't feel comfortable, like, in a nice suit and tie and that kind of stuff. I'm more of a shirt and pants kind of guy. I'm more of a feel comfortable kind of guy. So, like, that's why you see me with my jacket on and I have, like, two shirts on and, like, regular pants and some shoes. The thing is, it's all about mindset. It's all about all that kind of stuff. So that's just the way I am. I'm not really too far into fashion and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's, you know, but what was the topic again? It was about Jesus. Apologize. I'm not a professional podcast host yet, you guys. So you just give me, you know, you gotta forgive me if I mess up on the topics and all that kind of stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm getting to the point where I'm learning all this very, very useful, super expensive knowledge that people pay big bucks for you to fix, like repair their car, repair their laptop, sell them like, you know, a new laptop or a used laptop or antique stuff or knickknacks or whatever have you. You know, I know all this super, super, super valuable information, you know. And the thing is, you know, just no one cares, you know, nobody cares unless, you know, you flaunt it, you know, or they see that you really like, oh my God, like for sure, this guy owns like a mansion. This guy owns like a super nice car. He's for sure got stuff going on. You know what I mean? And that's what I don't like, to be frank, to be honest with you guys, is I don't enjoy that aspect of life. I really wish it was a lot different. Like people just didn't, you know, I wish there was no way to see that, you know, to see your accomplishments and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I do choose to, you know, not invoke myself into some kind of, to some well-off kind of person. But the thing is, I don't care about that stuff. All I care about is the knowledge, because my mind gets very bored very easily and it needs constant stimulus. That's why I learned about all this stuff. And I'm constantly learning. I'm a constant student, you know. I constantly learn about all this stuff. So, yeah, with that being said, we hit an hour mark, and that was Zaps. This has been Zaps 133 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Overall, in summary, in total of this podcast, super stoked for the new ChrisBorges.com website. It should be up within the week. And really stoked for my and you know, let's be honest, not stoked, but I'm just happy that I'm actually being able to chip away this eBay now, my eBay store, and actually get it completed. You know what I mean? I'm not stoked on it. I just want to get it done. You know, it's one of those jobs because I'm not very much of a professional lister. It's not my most enjoyable part of it. I'd rather go out and like hunt for the items and that kind of stuff, and just make the deal happen. So listening isn't my main thing, but that's part of it, you know. So I'm just really stoked. I'm gonna bang it all out within the week. So, with that being said, it's been Zaps 133 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Your host Chris Borges versus the Beast Podcast. I hope you guys had a great time listening. Whatever time, you know, morning, evening, night, or whatever time you guys watching, and I hope you guys tune in for 134 Zaps 134 tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, Sunday. Yes, Sunday, December 12th, 2021. I'll be around afternoon time for to catch me live. Maybe not live. I take that back. I'm sorry, you guys. Not live, but you probably can see the upload, my recorded video upload. Probably anytime after 2 o'clock. Be great. You know, guaranteed. So that's my guarantee to you guys. So, yeah, just be on. If you'd like to watch the Zaps 134 for tomorrow, just tune in tomorrow around 2 o'clock, and it should be uploaded, ready to go for you guys sometime around that time. So, with that being said, I hope you guys had a great time, and I'll see you guys tomorrow for the next one. Friends, family, followers, new guests, and new subscribers, if you guys can do me a favor and hit that subscribe button and hit that like button, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Y'all take care. Have a good one.